Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 15. Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. And the Bible said, in those days Peter stood up in the midst of his disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akimadea, that is to say, the field of blood. And for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. I want to preach a little while tonight, if God be our help, and just kind of direct us a little bit on this thought, choosing our leaders. Choosing our leaders. As we look tonight and we see God, and God is pretty explicit about showing us how things need to be done. And He lays it out and He shows us in His Word, in His Holy Right, these men and people of God that come together, and they come and they realize that they have to make a decision. And they and Peter says, you know what, there's one that's gone from the midst, and we need to figure out somebody that can take their place. Amen. Somebody can continue in the work. Somebody can do the good work according to what God says. It's not according to what man says, the way we direct and we go. It's not according to what me and you would say, but it's according to what God says. God dictates to us what's right and what's wrong. Amen. We can't make that choice for ourselves. I want to say, I thank God that His Word is it's not a gray area. He put it in black and white. Amen. He makes it where we can see what's right, and He tells us, amen, what's wrong. I'm glad God does that tonight. I'm glad that we can know that for ourselves. And as we look at this tonight, we see these men, and Peter's telling them about this one, Judas, that had fallen. He had been given a part in the ministry, and he, because iniquity that was found in him, he hung himself and he fell down. The earthquake shook and he fell, and you know the story. He was burst asunder and his bowels was poured out in the mist. They gushed out, and he says they bought a field and they buried him there. And Peter tells the disciples here, he said, you know what? We've got to choose another one to take his place, to do the Lord's work, to do that at his right. I want to say tonight, we need to choose some people that'll do right as we look at this tonight. And I want to just cover just very briefly, if I can. We look at a time in America that we need help like never before. We're in a mess. If you haven't looked around today, and if you had drive through Asheville, Lord, this afternoon, you'd see that Asheville is a mess. You see people in all kinds of shape, in all kinds of form, living in this old world. And every one of them thinks that everything's okay. But I want to say in the eyes of God, everything ain't okay tonight. Amen. There's some things that's out of order. You say, well, preacher, I know what you're thinking. You say, well, it's so far gone now. We could never get it back. We may not be able able to change the world, but we can change our lives. We can change our homes. We can change our church. We can change the foundation which we're building upon, and it might be stronger than it's ever been. And we can change the state of North Carolina by standing up and saying, you know what? This is where we live. This is where we have our homes. And we're going to stand and try to stand for that that's right. Amen. In order to do that, we have to choose some leaders today that's going to stand with us. It's hard to make a choice. There's so many out there that's saying this one's that and this one's that and this one's done that, and you have to try to weed out the good with the bad. But I want to say there's still some out there that's trying to stand on some good godly principles. I'm thinking there's still some out there, amen, and ain't just playing politics. Amen. What is politics? You say, preacher, church shouldn't get into politics. Why not? If we don't, who's going to run the country? The heathen. Amen. If we don't stand up for right, if we don't go out and cast our vote, amen, we're voting to just let the devil have it. We're voting to just let the devil have our children and have our lives, to have our families, have our homes. Amen. If we don't stand up, if we don't do that, that we have an opportunity. That's what makes America the greatest nation in the world. Praise God. It's because we can stand up and have a say-so. Amen. We can make a difference. A lot of people say, well, it don't really matter if I do or not. Everyone counts. Amen. It's just like being the body of Christ. Every one of you are important. Amen. Every one of you, every one of you's got a place. Every one of you's got a purpose. And God has put you here on purpose. Amen. And God wants to use each and every one of us. And when we talk about politics, we realize that it's a touchy subject. People say, well, preacher, there's a separation of church and state. I realize that. It was that the state couldn't come in and form a church. Amen. A state church. A state-run church. Amen. That's what that's all about. But we've turned it upside down and say, you know what? We can't talk about nothing in the church that deals with the world no more. But I want to say on the authority of God, amen, we've got to stand up and we've got to look at the world around us today and we've got to realize that it's in a mess. Amen. And the only way to fix that is for some good godly men and women, some good godly mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas to stand up with a backbone like a sawed hog and say, you know what? I'm going to look and rightly divide these people that's standing up to represent me. Amen. And I'm going to vote for those that will stand up for what's right. Amen. It's not about politics. Politics is just about power. Amen. Power corrupts. But absolute power corrupts absolutely. Amen. I want somebody to stand up for us, praise God. It's not about the power, they're about what's doing right. Amen. It's never wrong to do right. Amen. What is the responsibility of these people? Do we even know the responsibility of these people that we put in office? What's their responsibility? Well, preacher, they're there to write laws and to dictate to me and you. No, they're supposed to be servants of the people. Amen. They're not supposed to write laws. They're supposed to be the voice of you and me. And I want to say, North Carolina's spoken on some great topics. Amen. We've made our voice heard, and we need people that'll stand up and say, you know what? But North Carolina has spoken. Amen. Amen. And we need to stand up behind them and say, you know what? We back you. We need to call them and say, you know what? We appreciate what you're doing, the stand that you're taking. The United States of America may turn south, they may give up, and they may cow down, but North Carolina needs to stand up and say, you know what? We decided some things, praise God, and the people still have a say-so. Amen. We still care about the morals and convictions of this great state in which we live. Amen. I still believe North Carolina is one of the greatest states in the Union. Amen. I believe when this republic was established, I believe we were one, praise God, we were that Tar Heel state. Amen. We were the ones that we was talking about in the prayer room, Brother Bill was this morning, that dug our heels in, amen, just like we were good. That's why they called us Tar Heel. When it come time to fight, praise God, we dug in, and praise God, when the rest of the cowards in this country was running, North Carolina stood still. Amen. They stood up for what was right, and they said, you know what? You're not going to run over us and dictate us. We're going to stand for what God says. Amen. You know what are you saying, preacher? I'm standing. I believe there's still some people that want to stand up for God and country. Amen. even in this late hour we live. I believe they some good men, praise God, that went and fought for this country, praise God, that we might have the right to stand and worship here tonight. Amen. So why do we have these representatives? What's their responsibilities? The main responsibility our representatives is to keep America safe. Amen. The biggest responsibility for our representatives is to make sure that America, my family, your family, our little children, praise God, stay safe wherever they're at. Amen. They got to keep, what does that mean? What are you saying? I'm saying that means that we got to stand strong and we got to have an army that's ready to fight. We got to take care of these, everybody we got going out there now are volunteers. Amen. They're going into service, volunteering. They're volunteering their life. They're putting their life on the line for me and you. And we need to stand behind them. We need to back them. We need to support them. We need to give them what they need. And praise God, if they need anything else, we need to sacrifice just a little so they'll have it. Amen. We cannot cut our defense. We cannot cut our armies, praise God. We've got them cut now back to the less than they were in World War I. You know what's going to happen? ISIS is going to march across our borders. They're already coming across in Mexico. Amen. They're infiltrating. Right now, they're flying ISIS flags in New York City. Hello? We better wake up and realize that we got some representatives that's not representing us. Amen. We got some that's sitting on our board, our military, the consultants, praise God, that need to be watching vigilant for North Carolina, and they're not doing their job. Amen. The border's not closed. Mexicans is coming across, and why everybody's looking at them, poor little old Mexicans, just trying to come in and get a job. Well, the drug tail's coming in, bringing their dope. Amen. ISIS is coming along with them. We're being infiltrated, praise God, and we don't even realize it. But you think our leaders don't know that? They know what's happening. Hey man, it's time to stand up and say, you know what? We want some leaders in North Carolina. Praise God, it'll stand up. And when these folk come in, praise God, we'll round them up, praise God, and send them back where they come from. Amen. You say, preacher, that's hard preaching. That's true. Praise God, that's what we got to do. You say, well, preacher, I come over here as an immigrant. I did too. I mean, my great-great-great-grandparents did. Amen. But they come over here, praise God, to become American citizens. Yeah. They come over here, Brother Bill, to be just like me and you, to pay tax and work, praise God, and make a difference in America, to make it great like it is. Right. Amen. They didn't come over here to destroy, tear down, and just get what they could and leave America in shambles. But we need to get some people in there that's not afraid to stand up. Amen. For this great country. Amen. To keep us militarily strong. We don't have nobody there now. Amen. They've compromised. They voted with our president almost everything that's come across the board and said everything's okay. But we need somebody that'll stand up. You say, what? You know what? Everything ain't okay. Somebody will stand up and keep America strong. Amen. That's what their number one job is, to keep America strong. Amen. If they're not been doing their job, we need to get rid of them and put somebody else in. And give them 4 years. And if they don't do the job, get rid of them and put somebody else in. Amen. Now, politicians here tonight, they wouldn't like me. They wouldn't like my preaching. But I want to tell you what. We need to stand up, praise God, what's right. And if they won't stand with us as our representatives, they need to be gone. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They stand up for what's right, to keep America safe. They also, number two, they stand up to protect our freedoms. Amen? Our freedoms so that we can stand up here tonight, amen, and worship in the house of God. Amen? So that we can stand here and praise God and proclaim the gospel. I can tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you about our government, praise God, and what they need to do and how we need to react and how we need to open our eyes and see. Amen. This country was established so that I could come and tell you tonight about, on the authority of God, with the love of God, amen, and that God chose something for us that was far greater than what we're getting. Amen. We're not getting all that we deserve. Amen. You say, well, preacher, this country's greater than ever been. Everybody gets handouts. God never designed it to be that way. Amen. Amen. God designed it for we stand up and work. He said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. If you don't get out of the morning, praise God, get out of bed and go out and do something. He said, you won't eat. Amen. They say, amen or oh me. That's the way he said, that's the way this country was designed, praise God, where men and women by the sweat of their brow, praise God, made this country what it is. Amen. Crawl out of there before the break of day. Work a day's work on the job. Pay our taxes, praise God, with pride, because we knew what they'd do with them. What do they do with them today? We can't even have a road to drive on. It's like driving on a washboard. And we pay the highest gas taxes in the nation, other than California. Amen. Where's the representation? Amen. They're supposed to protect us. They're supposed to protect our freedom, the freedom to worship, the freedom to speech. Amen. They're supposed to protect our freedom to protect ourselves. Amen. This is a big one, Brother Chris. Amen. They're trying now to take away the only way we have to protect ourselves, to take away our guns. Amen. They're trying to take away our weapons from us so we can't protect ourselves against the tyranny of this world. Amen. But the Second Amendment gives us a right to keep and bear arms. A well-armed militia. You say, well, preacher, that's it. It's not just men in the community. It is men in the community. That's what a militia was. The judge, hey, they took it to court and they come up and they said, you know what? That's why it hasn't ever been thrown out. He said, when we look at it, when we see the language, the old language, praise God, and they said, a well-armed militia, it's men, praise God, that's ready to fight for what they believe. Amen. But they're wanting to take it away now. Amen. Our president stand up and he said, what we need to do is we need to try to get this thing in kind of the order of Australia. Said we need to set up our gun stuff in the order of Australia. I believe they got it right. What did Australia do? They come along a few years ago and they said, fellas, we need you to come up here and sign paper. Need to register your everything you have in the house. Said, we want to get an idea of how many's here. We need an idea. We want you to register. That's all we want is you to register. Amen. And then 2 years later, guess what? They come knocking on doors. And they said, we want this and this and this and this. We know you got them. Hand them over. Amen. You say, oh no, preacher, he just wants to register them just so he can get them out of the hands of criminals. You think criminals give a rip whether they're legal or not? Amen. We're standing in the day and hour, praise God. We need to open our eyes and realize we're living in a wicked world and a wicked society. And we need, praise God, to have the protection that God and our forefathers afforded us. Amen. To stand up for what we believe. Now, you may be here tonight and you say, preacher, I don't like guns. That's all right. Let your husband carry it. And if your husband don't like it, let your wife carry it. Amen. I wouldn't have a house, praise God. But you know what? Vladimir Putin, you know that fella over in Russia? You know what he said about all this? He said, you know what? He said, I applaud the President of the United States. He's finally getting this gun control thing right. Yeah, he said, you go ahead and collect them. He said, and then we'll just march in and just take over. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This ISIS is coming in. People's intruding our nation. And they're trying to take away the only protection, only way that we have to protect ourselves. Amen. But we need to stand up for some men and women, praise God, that'll support, that'll stand behind our amendment, stand behind our Constitution. Back that's right. Amen. Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu, whatever his name is, the Prime Minister of Egypt. They was talking about ISIS coming in, how they're infiltrating on every hand. The Al-Qaeda's coming in. And he said, yes, and it's happening. It's all over the place over here. But he looked at America. He looked us between beak and bill. And you know what he said? He said, coming soon to a theater near you. Amen. Amen. We better open our eyes and realize the enemy's advancing. Amen. And we need to be ready. Praise God, we need to be giving out the Word of God. We need to have love and compassion for those around us that's not saved. They might get in before it's too late. And we need to stand ready. And we need to have these people that's supposed to be voting the will of the people, standing for the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if they can get you registered. You know, in Australia, it's a funny thing. They went over and they registered guns and they collected them. The only thing you're allowed is you're allowed to get a shotgun if you want to go hunting. You can rent it from the government for a day. Amen? The crime rate in Australia from the day they took has went up over 50%. Because guess what? Only the criminals have guns. Duh. The only ones didn't turn them in. Amen. Law-abiding citizens turned them in. We need people that'll stand for what's right in this day that we live. Amen. That'll protect America. We need somebody that'll uphold the Constitution of the United States. That's our, hey, you know, let me just say something. Thomas Jefferson said this. He said that when judges begin to dictate from the bench, amen, are you hearing me? He said when judges begin to dictate from the bench what they think the law says, instead of just the judging on what the Constitution and the law says, he said we're in trouble. Amen. When they get to saying, cutting their Constitution up, throwing pieces of it out, and saying, well, we believe, we want it to say this. Amen. He said, we're in a mess when that begins to happen. Amen. Guess what? We're there. But let me say this. Over the next couple of years, we've got Supreme Court justice today that's over 80 years old. Amen. In the next 2 years, they're going to either die or retire because of health problems. Guess who's going to appoint the next Supreme Court justice? The Second Amendment came up for a vote a while back. They looked at the law and they said, this is what the law says. But then they still had, the vote was 5-4. Amen. 5-4. Guess what? If you have one justice drop out and another come in, guess what? You're going to have 4-5. Amen. In other words, we lose. Amen. It's that simple. Just one appointment. We're one appointment away from losing all of our rights today. Amen. Scary, isn't it? You say, well, preacher, that could never happen in America. You better wake up. It's here. Amen. It's all around us right now because they're shredding our Constitution. They're taking away our right, the rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. Amen. We've never seen that no more than these abortion clinics. Amen. What happened to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness? What about these little children? Amen. What about these little ones? They never had a choice. And we call them a choice. Well, they're a choice. They're not a choice. They're a human being. Amen. They're little human beings, praise God. From the time they're consumed in their mommy's belly, praise God, it's a human being. Amen. We need to have some justices, some representatives that'll stand up and say, you know what? That baby in that womb is a human being and they have rights. Amen. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. We've got a senator right now that voted it's okay to kill him up to 20 weeks. 20 weeks. At six months into the pregnancy. They go in there. Have you ever watched one of those? Now, I'm not being gross. They go in there and they take snips and they just cut them in pieces. Cut their little arms and little legs and take them out a piece at a time. Amen. That's what abortion, that's what they do. And we've got senators right now that said, well, you know what? I can't believe that they had cut funding for Planned Parenthood. What about a woman's right to get health care? What about the baby's right to live? Praise God. Amen. God help us if we get snuckered in on that and believe that it's okay to kill a baby. Amen. If when we decide that, when we go that route, praise God, God help humanity as we know it. Amen. We cease to be human beings and we become no more than animals when we begin to kill our young. Amen. Amen. We need representatives, praise God, that's pro-life and say, you know what? A baby is the baby in the womb is a living human being. Need to vote it, put it on the books, praise God, and stand on it. Do away with Roe versus Wade. Amen. Get rid of it. Quit killing babies. Almost 9 million babies just in the last little bit have been killed. Executed. Amen. Executed. People say, well, preacher, I don't understand. This Social Security thing's falling apart because you killed all the people that'd be paying in so that you could live off of it. Amen. It don't take rocket science to figure it out. God's got this thing. His math's perfect. Amen. He knew how many people would be here, and He knew how many it would take to sustain everything we have. Amen. But we're living in a day and era. We got people in there that don't have a bit of respect for human life. They said, well, if you got defund Planned Parenthood, what are women going to do? They go to the doctor, just like we do. Amen. Go to the clinic. Amen. There's one right over there Samantha works in. You can go in. Praise God, if you're a low income, don't cost you a dime. Amen. Or very little. But Planned Parenthood, let me just tell you about them. They say, Brother X, say, if your wife gets pregnant and it's not planned, you need to kill it. That's what Planned Parenthood is. If it's not planned, terminate. These little old girls coming out the street, they get pregnant 16, 17 years old. They go in there and they say, hey, you're not married. You know, your mom and daddy ain't going to prove. Kill it. And they kill that baby and never tell nobody. Amen. Said, you don't even have to tell mom and daddy. It'll be our little secret. But you know what happens to that little old girl? She lives through her whole life with that memory in her mind that she killed an innocent human being. Amen. You ever know anybody that committed murder? They live with it all their life. You never get out from under that. Amen. Amen. There may be some here that may have had abortion sometime. God bless your heart. You need to talk to somebody. Amen. Get that under blood. Pray God. Pray God just forgive you of that. Heal your heart. Amen. That's the only way to get over it. Amen. But there's got people here that says it's okay. It's okay to mutilate and maim and kill. Amen. We got other people that says, well, you know what? This marriage is between a man and a woman, but you know that ain't right. It can't be right because I just love old Bill. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. We need to have some men and women, praise God. I'm glad we got a couple of fellas that's standing up, taking it to the court, a Supreme Court in North Carolina, and say, you know what? North Carolina ain't going there because the people have spoken. Amen. They said they looked in the Word of God. They were Bereans. They said this is wrong in the eyes of God and in humanity, and we'll not stand for it. Amen. Amen. And they bash him because they bash him, fellas, because they stood for what's right. Hey, some magistrates in you in North Carolina. Hey, two of them this past week that resigned their office. They said, we'll not do same-sex marriages. Amen. They said, our moral convictions will not let us. Amen. But now, where's this liberal crowd at? You may have said, well, you got rights, Brother Bill, if you decide that you... Well, what about this fellow that don't believe in it? Huh? What about us that don't believe it? Where's our rights at? We don't have... Ours has been cast out the window. Oh, you don't have an opinion. Amen. I don't have an opinion, but I have the Word of God, and He said it's wrong. Amen. Amen. It's wrong. God created Adam and Eve, put them in a garden, didn't create Adam and Steve. Amen. Sodomy is wicked. Amen. You youngins, don't you let them, but people anywhere tell you that's all right. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. But we got people that stand up and say, well, you know, we believe they have a right to love whoever they want to. Whatever they want to, you mean. Amen. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. What's happening to America? We don't have any morals. We don't have any convictions. We need morals and convictions in the land. We need people. We need to look at these people. We need to say, look, you know what? Who's the true conservatives? Who's the true ones that's standing for what's right, for morals and convictions in America? Well, I know what you say. You say, well, preacher, you know, if we stand on morals and convictions, we're going to alienate all those people around us, and they're going to look at us, and they're going to think we're just a bunch of old fogies. They're going to think you're separate from the world. Amen. And maybe, just maybe, because they see that separation, they say, you know what? Maybe they're... What if they're right? Amen. What if they're standing upon something that's right, something that's worth standing for? Amen. You say, would it make a difference? There's been people all over this country that stood the test of time, praise God, and stood the temptation of this world and stood strong. And these people that's looked at their life and said, you know what? I'm just going to check it out. Old Brother Rex said, this is the way it is. He's standing on it. He's living it. Praise God. There's a difference. I'm just going to check it out. Amen. And they begin to check it out. And Brother Andrew, you know what they find? That Brother Rex got a hold of something. That's got a hold of him. Hey, something different, praise God, shaping up in their lives. We need to stand for what's right. We need to stand for moral convictions. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:18, he said, flee fornication. Amen. Those things that's wicked, those things that's done now, the sex outside the marriage, the sin, the drinking, the drunkenness, the drugs, all that, it's part of it. And we need to look at these candidates, amen, and say, look, are they clean and are they pure? They trying to stand with what's right. Now, I know they ain't all perfect. Amen. But we've got to look at those that stand for what's right. Amen. We got those that stand for our Constitution. We got to one look at those that stand for babies. Amen. That's pro-life. Amen. We got to stand for those that believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Amen. We can't compromise that. If we go to the polls and we mark in that fella that don't believe right, you know what we're doing? We're casting a vote for the devil. Amen. To come and just take our children and our families and just drag them off in the pit of hell. We need to stand and we need to make an informed decision. We need to choose our leaders. You say, well, Pastor, how do we do that? In Acts chapter 1, verse 24, and I'm done. This is how they did it. And the Bible says, and they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two Thou hast chosen. Now listen to what they said. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship. He said, doing a little something that's right. Amen. Now listen, he said, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Now listen to what they done. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. He said, what'd they do, preacher? Sounds like he has gambling to me. No. They took two men up there. They judged them. They looked at their lives. Amen. They see how they stood, how they lived, how they acted, and how they reacted. And they said, now it's time to vote. Amen. He said, cast your vote. Cast your vote. Which one's God laid on? Which one of them is true? Which one of them's full of the Holy Ghost? Which one's going to do right to the best of his ability? And they cast their vote for that man. I want to say, we go to the polls. The polls open now, by the way. If you want to beat the crowd, you can do early voting. Amen. You can get out there and cast your vote. Amen. But what we need to do, we need to go out there and we need to cast our vote. We need to look, we need to pray, and we need to go out there and cast our vote for that man that we think is going to stand for what's right in these last days. The one that's going to stand with me and you. Amen. The one that's going to stand for what we believe and what God says. Amen. That's the ones I want on my side. Because if not, those others will sell you out to the devil. How do you know? Because they've already tried. Amen. They've already tried. We need to stand. We need to go and we need to vote. Every one of you is important. Amen. You say, well, why is it, Pastor? Why is this one so important? Our senator will have a deciding vote. Whenever the next justice of the Supreme Court comes up, the senator of the United States senators will cast a vote to whether approve them or disapprove them. Amen. Amen. One vote could make a difference of whether we get a liberal judge or we get a conservative judge in there as a Supreme Court judge. And they're going to be probably, they may be one. They've already been over 8,000 judges appointed by this president's administration. 8,000 liberal judges have been put in place in all states, all over the country. He's appointed these men, the women, ladies, amen, to just go in there and be willing just to do their bidding. And we need to stand up. We need to say, you know what? It's time that we take a stand. And we don't vote our politics, praise God. We vote for what God says and what God says right. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, what God's promised us. Amen. That's what we deserve. And the only way to have that is to stay with God. There's joy in the Lord. There's peace in the Lord. There's happiness in the Lord. Amen. So we've got to stand for it. We've got to choose our leaders. We've got to choose them well. But we've got to take a stand right now. Amen. And we say, you know what? We need to vote for those that's going to do the will of God over the will of anything else. You pray, well, preacher, I believe that some of these politicians there, and they're taking money from this and that. You know what? I hate to say it, but it's needful. Amen. It's needful. Because we can't just keep spending and spending and spending without any end. It don't work that way. But you know, let me tell you something. There's a couple of states that's reined it in. Like in Texas. They've reined it in. They're not running a deficit no more. Amen. They're running. Guess what they done? They set them up a budget. And they're staying within their budget. Amen. Man, you have to do that. Why should we not expect our representatives to do the same thing in the state of North Carolina? And if it means we got to tighten our belt just a little bit to where we can get it all fixed up right, so be it. Amen. But we do all to the glory of the Lord. Amen. That His will might be done. We got to choose our leaders. We have an opportunity this year to make the biggest difference that we've ever made if we take a stand. Amen. We take a stand.